We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie. Phil's tonight. Better start winning, playing the Cubs. I know that Braves series, it's nice to know that they could take three from the Braves, but what are the chances? They better start beating these other teams two out of three, like every series the rest of the way. And really, frankly, sprinkling in a sweep at some point.
Yeah.
Because they need help. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, Ross Tucker with us as well, 215-592-9494. We'll get to the biggest musical star of the 90s in a moment. By the way, John, I mentioned this earlier briefly in the midst of talking about PGW. I took a bath Sunday morning. Now, I don't normally, you guys know me. I mean, I take baths frequently, but not normally on a Sunday morning of a game day.
I love it. It's like, you guys know me. It's like, no, you take baths all the time.
Yeah, but
you could take a bath any time of any day when Chaka.
But not normally Sunday mornings of a game day, which bodes the question after such an
impressive
morning.
You have to do it every week. This is locked in.
Now, Russ, here's the thing. I appreciate the yes from you and the yes from James, but I need John to say yes and mean it in that he's now encouraging me to bathe, because usually John wants me to not bathe. He thinks it's unseemly or something. John?
Childish. I think
John,
right.
Do you want me to bathe Sunday morning? I mean, I'll do what's required. I told you, Ross, I've told these guys before, I had a teacher in high school. He did a really cool exercise every so often. It was a forced choice. You'd be in a position, like, should the U.S. have dropped a bomb in World War II? Yes or no? And you had to stand on this side of the room or that side of the room. You were forced to make a choice. John, I'm forcing you to make a choice. Do you want me to bathe Sunday morning?
I don't want you to bathe.
He's struggling.
Yeah, he's struggling with this big time.
I don't want you to bathe.
You
want
to think about it as the week goes on?
I don't.
You need a little more time?
He has to bathe. You have to take a bath. I mean, it's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, if John says no, then I guess John, then hey, listen.
I don't think you do.
If they lose to the 49ers and I don't bathe, everyone blame John. Don't blame me. John's not authorizing it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Sean right now in Delaware. Sean,
you should not have the time to take a bath. On a game day, you got stuff you need to do.
Must
you
be
need
nice.
To get ready.
Must be nice.
Hey, it was me and JFK in that bathtub. I'm reading a good book on JFK. Let's talk to Sean in Delaware. What's up, Sean?
Yeah, you just threw my whole train of thought trying to picture you asking John what needs to happen to your naked body.
Sean, all I'm trying to do is help the Eagles win, man. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, somehow you getting a bath helps the Eagles win. Okay. Anyway, I was going to chime in on the Ben Simmons thing you guys were talking about earlier, because I've kind of been following that a lot, so maybe I can add a few clarification points.
Go for it.
He does get $15 million of his salary up front, but it's basically an advance against future salary. So if he doesn't play, eventually he would have to give that back.
Got it.
The benefit for Ben Simmons is it would enable him to hold out to the All-Star break without being financially crushed, you know, because, you know, in the past when players go on strike, that's the biggest thing in getting all the players to stay unified is the money stops coming in and eventually guys need to pay bills.
And it's also not ever going to be a factor for his life because he's already probably made, if I had to guess, he's probably already made 60 to 70 million. So he's never going to be financially crushed.
Well, he has expensive case, and he was on a rookie contract before.
But he was the number one pick. And you got to remember, Sean, there's all that. I know he's not a huge endorsement guy here, but, I mean, he's like Mr. Australia basketball guy.
But the bottom line is he's still going to have to give the money back if he doesn't play.
I get it.
Basically a loan. So if you know that you're going to have to give it back, it's not real money. So you're not sitting there thinking, oh, I got this $15 million, and, you know, because eventually you're going to have to give it back, you know. So it does help him in the short term, but it's still not a good idea to sign a $160 million contract and then start devising strategies on how you can start returning the money.
Well, all I'm saying is his main priority, I think, is getting out of Philadelphia. And if he misses nine paychecks in the process, honestly, when a guy knows he's going to make $500 million in his career, I don't think he cares.
Well, I think he does. People like money, and they don't like giving it back, you know. Like,
well, but I disagree with you, just for what it's worth.
Well, anyway, it's my understanding that he can also be fined $227,000 a day during the 1 month of the preseason, or $1.2 million a week. Then
that's great.
If he sits for the entire year, he doesn't get credit for that year. So that means it gets tacked on to the back end. So the Sixers would have him under contract for 5 years. So if he sits 4 years, then he's still under contract for 4 years. So that means they would have him under contract for 8 years.
Yep.
So the only way he gets credit for a season is he has to hit the floor for at least a game. And then he only gets 1/82nd of what his salary would be that year. Yep. So it would be 1/82nd. Of $30 million.
It's good intel. It's very good intel. Again, I don't think he would sit out the whole year if they didn't trade
him. I don't think he's going to sit out at all if they start taking his money. I think real quickly he'll come back. He might be disgruntled and do a TO, but nobody just sits there and gives away money, especially when it's coming at a clip of over $1 million a week.
All right, Sean, give me a great foursome.
I don't have a foursome, but I wanted to chime in on your greatest of the 80s or 90s. First off, Mariah Carey, you're correct. She did have 10 consecutive years of a number one hit every year. But as far as Eddie Vedder, I think the better choice would be Kurt Cobain, because he was not only the guy that changed music because grunge took over the world, but it also changed fashion.
Yeah,
and culture.
Well, here's
the better choice, but that's what the whole question was based off of.
Exactly.
So we couldn't name him.
Yeah, to take you back to Friday, it was an anniversary.
Our callers couldn't name
it was an anniversary of Nirvana. We mentioned Nirvana, so we were saying, other than Kurt Cobain, who was the biggest musical star of the 90s? That's why in the Twitter poll question today, it was phrased, of these four, who was the bigger musical star of the 90s? And the four, John, are Garth Brooks, Mariah Carey, Tupac, and Eddie Vedder. Now, I have the results right here. First, Ross,
are these the final results?
This is it. Now, Ross, I need to hear from you, though, on not your personal preference. Who do you believe was the bigger musical star of these four in the 90s? Garth Brooks, Mariah Carey, Tupac, Eddie Vedder.
Definitely not Mariah Carey. Boy, that's tough.
Ross, you know, we found out that she had a number one hit in every year of the 90s.
Which is an incredible achievement.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was Mariah either. I thought it might be Garth Brooks, but then when I heard that stat,
Let me say this, by the way. Joe, what year did you graduate from high school?
96.
Okay, I'm 97. And almost everybody thinks the best music ever is from when they were in high school and like college, right? Like that's the best music because that's when they were that age and it's meaningful. I got to tell you guys, I like the 80s way more than the 90s. I like 80s music way more than the 90s.
I
put those channels on, you know, whatever it is, the different stations or Comcast or on TV. Like I like the 80s way better. It's interesting because where I live, I would say Eddie Vedder. But I know where, like, my wife's from, they would all say Tupac. They were not into, like, the grunge or, like, Dave Matthews or any of them at all.
We're also trying to assess the whole country. I mean, listen, Ross, I said this before. I've listened more to Tupac than any artist, all the other artists. I mean, not just these four. Like, I've listened to more Tupac than Zeppelin, and I love Zeppelin. But we're trying to assess the whole nation or maybe the world. John, where do you think the voting results came in? Garth Brooks, Mariah Carey, Tupac, Eddie Vedder, those four, biggest star of the 90s.
Wow. I think it's going to end up being Tupac or Mariah.
Picture me rolling. Tupac.
Wow.
How
decisively?
34% for Tupac. Congratulations to Ja'Cory, who will be joining us at the Phillies game. Tupac, 34. 26% for Garth Brooks, 23% for Mariah Carey, 17% for Eddie Vedder. So there you go. Those are the results.
And are those clearly the four best?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Why is Dave Matthews not in?
Well, so we considered
it was
many...
based on audience answers. Yeah. Actually, no one said Dave Matthews the entire show.
And I'm glad.
Yeah, I wouldn't have voted for Matt. Listen, he'd be in the top 10. But listen, there were great answers, Ross. I mean, Bono was said, Madonna was said.
Oh yeah, you too, man. I don't know.
I know big stars were said, but we settled on these four. I mean, as big as U2 was in the 90s, I'd say they were bigger in the 80s. So, you know, for what it's worth. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Sean in Cherry Hill. Sean, you're on WIP.
Yeah, what's up, guys? So I was listening to the end of the game on my way home from work yesterday, and Merrill makes me so happy. Just the way he explained the game at the end, if James has the cut, and then he just ends it with, and then they squashed him. It felt so good. And I'm going to the game on Sunday, so the fact that we're going in to the home opener and I'm going in there undefeated is so much better than going into this week 0-1. Like, I swear, I'm going to feel high all week long.
It is so nice. It's nice. There's real reason for positivity with this team, and they're going to keep growing, I think. You got nose to the grindstone type guys and coaching staff, and it's going to really help.
John, and nobody honestly, sounds John. Nobody sounds more negative when they say positive things than you.
Really?
It's like you just said. You're like, yeah, it's really exciting. It's really nice.
That's funny, yeah.
And I'm really fired up about the Eagles.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, it is so good. It's so level. But then when he does get excited, it's that much
better.
There
you go. There you go. All right, Sean, give me a great foursome.
All right, let me try and get my daughter to do Birch Chant or something
quick.
She was pumped over the weekend.
Yes.
Let's do it.
What do you got to say about football this weekend? Go ahead, say it. Go Birds. She was loving it.
I like it.
Almost three this year, so she's finally there where she actually could appreciate it. But all the good answers are taken, so I'm going to go outside the box and say the Four Seasons.
The Four Seasons? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Four Seasons.
Sure.
Like the actual band or the...
I think he's talking about that Four Seasons. You know,
because he said outside the box, I believe he's talking about the Four
Seasons.
Yeah,
that's what I think
he said too. Good. That's good.
Yeah, I don't love it. I mean, it's, you know, I don't love it. Let's go to Reese in Trenton. Reese, you're on WIP.
That's pretty good, man.
Reese, talk to me. Reese is in the middle of something. We go to Troy. Troy, you're on WIP.
What's up, Joe, John, and James?
Hi, Troy.
Hey, Troy, I see you're calling from Warrington. Is that Warrington Movie Theater still rolling?
I believe it is. I'm not sure. I used to go there a lot.
Yeah, that was my spot.
I got to get
back up there. I think for a period of time it was, you know, closed during the pandemic. I want to get back up there. Anyway, Troy, talk to me on the Eagles. What do you got?
I think we roll with this team, you know, for the rest of the year and use all our draft picks to pick up some good, good players and – you know, I'm really just excited about the team right now. I don't think we should be making any changes.
Well, listen, there are going to be changes made. There's going to need to improve.
Do you want to use the draft? I don't understand what you said about the draft picks.
I think we should use all our draft capital for next year. Pick up, you know, we can load up in first round next year.
Wait.
You saying at the trade deadline? Like now are you talking about?
No.
Oh, you're
keep
saying...
all our capital, all our draft capital for next year.
Well, that's
and
where
just load up next year with the team we got.
If Hurts is good and they don't need to use that to get a first round quarterback or trade for a veteran who's in the NFL, then it will greatly aid their ability to, you know, stock up the roster. I mean, it's really amazing.
It's unbelievable to think about that.
Yeah, now I'm ticked Miami won. I'm mad at Bill Belichick. That freaking guy's got to learn how to coach because he lost to Tua on Sunday. He lost to Tua on Sunday. And that ticks me off because I want that Miami pick to be, you know, a team out of the playoffs, maybe top 10 of the draft. But, all right, Troy, give me a great foursome. Who do you have?
Got the Four Horsemen, Metallica.
The Four Horsemen. All right, man, you got it. That's
Metallica, he said.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, was he saying – So he did switch to Metallica.
I guess.
I heard that said, but I didn't know.
Four Horsemen's, you know, like.
Is that like a nickname for the Metallica
guys?
That's
what I was trying to figure out.
I don't know that nickname for Metallica. I mean, I know that that's, you know.
Poorly delivered by him.
Music by them.
Poorly delivered. He confused the answer.
He sort of did.
He confused the answer.
I think his answer was Metallica.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Four Horsemen might have been better. All right, Ross, let's talk week one. Bill Belichick losing and that hurting the Eagles draft pick next year aside. Let's start with Carson. Two touchdowns, no interceptions, but the Colts lost. Yes, they faced a good team, but Carson also had some plays where, you know, he got sacked four times. What did you make of his performance?
Fumbled.
Yeah,
fumbled. And one.
To the extent that you were able to see what you saw, what did you make of Carson?
I thought he looked healthy, which is most important. You know, I was a little nervous that he'd go out there and the foot would just crumble right away and hurt our chance to get a first-round pick. So he looked healthy. I thought he looked better than he did the second half of last year, but I still saw some of the same negatives. Now, right now, all they're talking about is how bad the Colts' O-line was, which is kind of funny since the Eagles' O-line was totally locked down and the Colts' offensive line is supposed to be so good. Now, I know the left tackle's out, but they're blaming all of the Colts' offensive line, and they were not great, but some of it, and I know this will shock you guys, was Carson holding on to the ball.
He holds the ball, Ross, and not only that, holds the ball.
I saw him take two shots. He took one of the worst shots. Like, the guy, I don't know. You know, for the longest time, I admired the guts and the bravery of him, like, fighting and taking some of the shots he took. But at this point, with all the injuries he's had, and whatever it is, year five or six for him now, now I look at it very differently.
I
look at it like, how have you not learned that lesson yet, dude? Like, they're gonna break your jaw. What are you doing?
Ross, when
it really is hard to decipher, though. Like, last year with Phillip Rivers as their quarterback, you know, the ball was out. The ball was out.
He's not capable
this
of
year,
it. Carson's
with,
not
with
capable.
With our team, we're watching the ball get out. Now, granted, many, many short throws for both. You know, did Frank Reich change the way the offense is run?
Carson
or
does
did
not process.
Carson
he does not process
the way the offense is read.
Ross, I saw the play you're talking about. I talked about this yesterday on the show. When he got sandwiched by those two guys, he threw the ball away. It wasn't even a sack. I mean, it's a shot that could have knocked him out. You're right. It could have broken his jaw. It's his fault. There was a receiver open at the bottom of the screen on the TV. He didn't pass to the guy. He holds the ball. He steps up. He moves. Next thing you know, he gets crushed. It's just he does not process information at an appropriate speed for a quality starting quarterback. And it's what it is, and it's in.
You know what? And let me say this, Joe. There are other guys that are like that in the NFL, but they have more productivity because their natural athletic ability allows them to overcome that. Okay? Carson's athletic ability is not on par with some of those guys.
I agree.
I mean, you see some of the plays that these guys make, and I'm just throwing out names, but Kyler Murray made a ridiculous couple plays.
Yep.
Mahomes throw to Tyreek Hill. Even Lamar Jackson's second touchdown pass last night was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wentz, I think he still thinks he's that guy that he was maybe his first. He's not that guy anymore.
I agree. All right, Ross, other stuff around the league. Taylor Heinicke or Cam Newton? What should Ron Rivera do with the injury to Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Taylor Heinicke.
And if he stinks, pivot to Cam?
I mean, consider it, but I think it also depends on how long Fitzpatrick will be out. But I think
Heinicke stinks.
No, well, Joe, that was Joe's just for instance.
Yeah,
but
for instance.
No,
I think he'll be fine.
I don't think he stinks. I said if he stinks.
I think he'll be fine. I think Heinicke will be fine. I don't think he's quite Fitzpatrick, but I think he's good enough.
All right, what impressed you the most? Who impressed you the most week one around the league? What stood out to you?
Other than the Eagles, I would say the Arizona Cardinals were very impressive. The New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, that was wild.
That surprised me. And like all of these, right, whether it's the Falcons, the Titans, or the Packers, you don't know how much of it is good one team or bad the other. But, you know, the Titans are not a slouch team, and the Cardinals embarrassed them. The Packers are not a slouch team, and the Saints embarrassed them at a neutral field, by the way. And, you know, the Falcons, the problem with the Falcons is they might be a slouch team. We don't know. Like, there's a chance that they're just that bad.
And what about the Giants, Ross? Are they, like, scratch them off for the season bad?
They are exactly what they've been the last, like, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, what I would say from an Eagles perspective, Washington is about what we thought, but now they got a slight downgrade at quarterback. The Cowboys, I will tell you, they're better than I thought they'd be. I mean, Dak looked amazing last Thursday night. I was not expecting that. The Cowboys look better than I thought they would. But now they got Lyle Collins, 5-game suspension. Gallup, who's a stud, is on IR with a calf. So they got their own problems right now. The Giants are about what I thought or worse. You know, they had this series where Daniel Jones threw an unbelievable dig route, and then they get up on the ball. He scrambles for 15 yards. I'm like, see, this guy's got some ability. At the end of the scramble, he fumbled.
Yep.
I mean, it was the most Daniel Jones play of all time. Like, that's just the Giants are who we thought they were. There was a play, by the way, they have Nate Solder playing right tackle. It was one of the worst pass sets and softest sacks I've ever seen a guy give
He's
up.
He's been a disaster free agent, big signing for them. Just a disaster. All right, Russ, let's get to the Eagles and 49ers. Sunday, 5 days from now at the Link. It'll be great to have crowd there. How good is San Fran? What level of a challenge are they for the Eagles?
I think San Fran is very good. I do power rankings every Tuesday on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I think I have them at like 9 or 10. So I think they're a top 10 football team in the NFL right now with Jimmy G back, with Kittle back, with Nick Bosa back. But they lost some guys that they really need. I mean, Raheem Mostert's their best running back. Now, they got other ones, but he's out for 8 weeks. And they lost their best corner in Jason Verrett to a torn ACL. And after they lost Jason Verrett, the Lions, Jared Goff and the Lions lit them up to the point where they had the ball 41-33 and were going for the game-tying score. So, what I like, Joe, is I like that the Niners lost a couple guys from an Eagles perspective and showed some vulnerability. I like that they have to fly to the Eastern time zone again. I think they're a much more formidable opponent than the Falcons. But I mean, this is the first time in a long time all my buddies, all of our listeners can go to the Link and go absolutely bananas.
Yep.
I'd like to think that's exactly what they do and that that's a big advantage for the Eagles. I really think that this is a toss-up game, which nobody would have thought a week ago. And I give the edge to the Eagles playing at home, and the Niners are pretty good up front on both sides. I think the Eagles are better. I think the Eagles, and I'm not convinced Jimmy G is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
I agree
at
that.
All.
I agree with that. Ross, awesome stuff. We'll talk to Ross every single Tuesday for an entire hour. Again, you can follow Ross at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter, and certainly the Ross Tucker Football Podcast as well. He'll be a huge part of our show, and certainly the radio station as well, all throughout the football season. Ross, brought to us by First Trust Bank, official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. Ross, great stuff, bud. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. See you guys.
All right, there he is. Ross Tucker up ahead. Time's yours, plus more calls on 94WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.